This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people.
Hi, and welcome back. I am super excited about today's episode because I am joined by Sue Itzo, who runs Basic Bananas in the US, and we are discussing how to stay relevant in your business. So let's dig straight in.
Hello, Sue, and welcome to Seattle.
Hi, Francisca. Thank you for having me in Seattle for the Marketing Blastoff Workshop.
It's my pleasure. I love it. You know what? We're going to leave this in because this is hilarious. Because yes. Sue and I are here in Seattle running a Marketing Blastoff Workshop tomorrow. Well, Sue is running it because Sue is our U.S. partner. She's incredible. And a fountain of gold. And well, we just had happy hour and Sue is trying to put her business face on.
Yes, after it's on, everybody.
It is sculling one beer.
Yes, I sculled.
You only had one beer though, you're
correct.
Fine.
Yes.
And I thought this would be a really good time to ask her some questions. Right when the brain is super relaxed. And
it is.
Yeah, so we thought, hey, the one thing that we do talk about a lot at the Marketing Blastoff session is how to keep your business relevant and how to really set yourself apart in a really, you know, crowded space sometimes. And so let's dig right in.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk about one of the...
And I am actually drinking a bottle of water just in case people are wondering, you know, what's going on.
Right. You hydrate. I'll dehydrate. So one thing that I want to talk about is an exercise that we do in the blast off. It's really one of my favorite exercises, and I find it to be extremely effective for the business owners that attend. What we do is we ask three people to get together, and we prefer that it's not two people from one company or three people from the same company. We ask them to sit with, you know, people they do not know. And we give each person 3 minutes. What they do in the during their 3 minutes is they either listen to the two other people giving them feedback on what would make that person's business irresistible or what would make them choose their service or their product over others. And it's amazing to watch this because I think one thing that happens is we really get in, we ask the opinion and we kind of do these brainstorming sessions within our teams and within our comfort zones. But sometimes we fail to go outside of our comfort zones and ask people, whether it be former clients or current clients or customers, and even people we do not know, on what would make our business more irresistible and what would make you choose my product or my service over others.
Yeah, and the reason why we want to do this, so why is it such an incredible exercise and why it's so good to keep asking your customers and having these conversations is because you really want to stay relevant. And as you are obviously listening, you're most likely a business owner. You know how after even a few years, it can get a little bit repetitive, or you might sometimes, we see so many businesses that get a little stale.
Absolutely.
Or even business owners that it's just lose their mojo a little bit, or they sort of suddenly lose track of why they're doing what they're doing. And so this exercise and this question, how to become even more irresistible, really helps you to stay fresh, stay relevant, and also set yourself apart, of course.
Absolutely.
in a market that might have a lot of competition, or even if you don't have competition, it's still so important. And you know, one thing that Sue and I talk about a lot and how I love to call this sometimes, and you know, guys on the call, please bear with me, I call this the fairy dust, you know. Sometimes when you, and I love it, because sometimes when you have the business foundations and everything is going really well, then you can really start to play with the fairy dust and really add a little bit of fairy dust onto your business by just doing things slightly differently. And I just think it's cool to play with things like that. So
yeah, definitely. And I think too, it's, you know, we definitely talk about this a lot in Basic Bananas, is taking advantage of those downtimes. You know, this is one of those things that you can do because business owners get a little bit lazy and complacent. And this is another way for you to always keep your finger on the pulse of what your audiences want, because it is constantly changing in the marketplace. So I think that this is a really great exercise And it also shows your customers and clients that you care and that you always want to be upping your game, which is the key in business, especially in business growth and business success and longevity.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe we can give you some examples too of people that we have seen come through Blastoff or also through our Clever Bunch program, where we keep adding fairy dust onto businesses through the 12-month program. Maybe, do you want to share an example or do you want me to?
I think you should share the one you shared with me earlier.
Yeah, exactly. So there was one, remember the one we had that was a mover, or in Australian English, a removalist. So someone who moves people's stuff from one house to another. Yes. I think you guys call it mover.
Movers.
Yeah. Because once I used removalist here, a few years ago, and then people were like, what?
Right.
What movalist?
It's a mover.
It's a mover.
Yeah.
And so what this mover did, basically when we did this exercise that Sue just explained earlier, when their peers said, hey, you know, moving is very exhausting for most people. And so it's one of the least favorite things that anyone will ever do in their life. And so they said, can you just make it more enjoyable? For example, when you move all the stuff into the new home, and these were actually movers that work with elderly. So they move elderly into usually an old age home. And so what they did is they, when they have everything ready in their new home, they also ordered pizzas. So when it's beautiful. So right. when the people came back to move in, they already had the pizza ready to go to a little party. And also they made their beds.
Absolutely.
Because, when you move and then you're exhausted and then you already have a fresh bed, which is, it's a little thing, but it makes people talk about you.
Absolutely. And that's what we are constantly talking about, is being talk aboutable.
Exactly.
And that's how, referrals and businesses of that nature, it's like, you're going to tell somebody, oh my stars, I hired this company. Not only did they move me in, they had food, a pizza ready for me, my favorite pizza, and they made my bed. And for somebody, that's an elder, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I think thoughtfulness goes a long way.
My God, yeah.
And again, too, it's all about adding that extra value that, people are looking for these days. I mean, if you're offering the same exact services as your competitor, what is going to give you that edge?
Exactly.
How are you going to provide that extra value that's going to make somebody choose you over your competitor? And these are really great, simple things that we can do that,
don't cost money.
No,
exactly.
No.
And they, if these people are even on Instagram suddenly, you never know. Now everyone is on Instagram.
Totally.
They might even
grandma.
Even grandma is on there.
Yeah.
Hi, grandma. They might take pictures of the pizza and post it on Instagram, all happy talking about this mover. Another example I want to quickly share is that one of our Clever Bunch members, beautiful, beautiful, amazing couple that have this fashion store. And one thing that they do is they have a fashion store where obviously people come in and usually women buy their stuff. So they have once a month, they have this champagne night where their customers and often their regulars go in and they just hang out. It's a community now. It's a little tribe that they've built, that these customers, their regulars, the VIPs, go in and have a champagne night where they are the first ones to see the new fashion that comes out and drink champagne and then, of course, shop a little bit too at the same time. Again, this is a very easy and incredible strategy to be more talkaboutable.
Absolutely. And I think there's so many programs out there when you see people's purchasing power and repeat business, it's so easy to make them a VIP customer and to offer them, even further bonuses, whether it be a discount, free shipping, like you said, like a look-see before it, it opens in the retail store.
Yeah.
When you honor people in this way and you make them feel special, they're going to tell their friends. It happens. Like, it's just a chain reaction. And there's such little things that we can do that don't cost us a lot of money. You can build this into your overall financial structure and your price point. So, it really levels itself out. If anything, what it does is it actually ends up making you more sales.
Yeah, more revenue.
Yeah, more
exactly.
Revenue, exactly.
And the customers stay loyal. So when we have a market that is being disrupted by competitors or cheaper pricing, you will have your loyal customers. So most of these people that you can turn into loyal customers, they don't care if your competitor is $5 cheaper. Mm-hmm. They will stay loyal with you. And that's what you really want to create through this too, is loyal customers that will never, ever cheat.
Absolutely. And I think, you may be asking, well, how do I do this? How do I get this information? And, we've seen a lot of different methods that people do. It could be as easy as if you have a company Facebook page, you know, you can put something out on there. If you have, a great customer, base and you know, you have your client list, you can send something out to them as well. There's also SurveyMonkey. There's also one-on-one interviews.
Yeah, which is one of the best things to do, actually. You know, one of my favorite things, as Sue just mentioned, is to actually either you or if you have a team, to get your team or yourself to call your customers every now and then. Because imagine if they get a call, just not to sell a thing, but to say, hey, we really appreciate you using our services or our products, and we are continuously improving our stuff so that we can continuously, you know, be more amazing for you. Can you give us some feedback? What do you love about us? What don't you love about us? And
absolutely,
these one-on-one conversations are the best you can have. And plus, again, this, even just this conversation will blow your customer's mind. I mean, if my dentist would call me after an appointment and say, hey, what do you love about us? Nothing.
Yeah.
How about nothing? But if he said, hey, what could I do better? I would say, well, after the treatment, give me something to eat or something.
Absolutely.
Which they probably
won't
do.
No, they won't.
Give
do
me
that.
Some chocolate.
Yeah, no chocolate for you. I agree. I think that, you know, in a day and age where everything, a majority is done online, and it's emailing and it's shopping online and all those things, to have a human that connects with you and says, I value your opinion, my gosh, how far that goes.
Yeah.
You know, or if you fill out this survey, you get 10% off, you know, and you give it to just a specific mailing group, you know, of your best customers and clients. Or even, you know, I remember my mom used to work for Pepperidge Farm, which is a huge company here in the United States, and they would send home,
what did they sell?
They sell cookies and crackers and everything. It's a pretty big thing in the U.S. And what they would do with their employees, they would send home packages of cookies in a white kind of package. So you didn't know what it was. And it was exactly who the consumer was. It was families that would be buying these cookies. And they would send it home with a little survey.
Yeah.
We'd fill it out, you know, and it was exciting. We had a lot of fun with it. And then when you see it on the shelves, you know, you kind of felt a little bit of ownership in it.
Because
like I contributed to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you wanted to share?
No, I think that, you know, again, I just really want people to step outside their comfort zones and their, you know, their own inner circles. And don't be afraid to step out and ask questions. I always say to people, make sure you make it a point of every quarter to ask 10 people of how you can be doing it better.
Mm-hmm.
And don't just ask inside the office or people you know. Go out there, you know, interact with, you know, potential customers and people you don't know, because you know what? They're not going to be worried about hurting their feelings. They're just going to tell you the truth.
Exactly. And it's a really good target to say something like, hey, 10 people a quarter.
Yep.
That's very feasible.
Totally.
And I think it's a good KPI to set that for yourself. I'm going to share one more example to close it off with you, because it just happened to me the other day in Portland. We were running a Blast Off marketing workshop in Portland, and I went out while Sue was running the session. I went out and I thought, you know what? She's got this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go drink a smoothie. So I went to the smoothie.
Smoothie.
Juice. Let's just call it juice because I can't say smoothie.
Oh, well, that's your problem. But go on.
That's a major first world problem that I have. So I went to the juice shop and I ordered this juice and I made it up myself. And then the girl handed me the juice. And at the same time as she handed it to me, she said, hey, just test it first, because we have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't like it, I will make you a new juice. And I said, but I sort of made my own ingredients. You still have this guarantee? She said, yep, every single juice, if you don't like it, we make you a new one or we give you the money back. And I was so blown away.
Right.
I took a sip and I said, oh, I don't like it.
Yeah.
But of course I was kidding. I loved it. But it's incredible. So having a guarantee could work really well. So this juice store, which is actually a huge chain here, the mm-hmm. Jamba Juice.
Jamba Juice, yep.
Yeah, I used to call it Yamba Juice when I first came to the US years ago. It's Jamba Juice, and they are a huge chain. They put their butt on the line because they want 100% customer satisfaction. They're doing really well.
One more thing I do want to say on this point is, and because we do it in the workshop when we run this exercise, is when you are listening to feedback or people's input, we always say there's only two words you need to say to somebody when they're giving their insight to you,
yeah.
And that is thank you. You don't want to throw them off by saying, I've tried that, I've done that. Just listen. You know, I think we need to spend more time just listening and then, you know, processing what people have said.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love it. And so if you would love to do this exercise with us. Even you are totally welcome to come to one of our Blast of Marketing workshops. We run them now in 20 cities around the world. We have them across Australia, West Coast, US, East Coast and Middle coming soon.
Exactly.
And in New Zealand, in Canada. So you can just go check on basicbananas.com/USA if that's where you are, or /Canada or /blast-off in Australia and New Zealand. And you're totally welcome to join us at one of these sessions. And we would love to have you there. It's a half day session run by one of the founders. So either myself or Sue in the US or Eric in Canada or Christo in Australia and New Zealand. And we have a lot of fun.
We do have a lot of fun. And there's so much information that's packed into 3.5 hours. I know you are going to walk away with a ton of light bulbs going off and so inspired.
Yeah. You basically walk out with your one-page marketing plan. That's the our entire goal is for everybody who comes is we want them to have a one-page marketing plan mapped out so that they have more clarity, more focus, more determination, and more fairy dust.
Lots more fairy dust.
And a little unicorn.
And if you want it to be sawdust, you men, you know, that's cool too. I love the smell of sawdust. You can just sprinkle that as well.
Yeah, we can sprinkle anything. And we do believe in unicorns and rainbows. So thanks so much. Thanks so much again for listening. And we will catch you next time.
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.